This is the Borough Buzz.
Welcome to the Borough Buzz podcast, where I am here interviewing a couple sixth grade students today. Sixth graders, introduce yourselves.
My name is Reese Wilson.
My name is Aurora Honeyman.
All right. And our sixth graders have some announcements for us, and then we'll do a little bit of visiting and chatting before I send you guys back to work on some math homework here as we end our day. So sixth graders, take it away. Start with a good morning.
Good morning, sixth graders in all school. Today's lunch is tacos. The date is currently Tuesday, October 7th. Please rise for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Learning happiness every day at our school is an important skill for learning is focusing attention. When we focus our attention, we use our ears, our eyes, and our brain. This week, put on your attentional scopes and notice how they help you listen and learn.
Nice job. Aurora, why don't you read the lunches for the week?
Wednesday, October 8th is Chinese. Thursday, October 9th is pizza sticks. Friday, October 10th is hamburgers.
Very good. So as we're talking, guys, make sure we're talking right into those mics. You guys are doing a great job. Aurora and Reese, did we do it all? Did we do the lunches? Did we do the borough chat? Did we do the pledge? We got it all? All right, so we're ready to visit. Yeah. So we were going to talk about a couple different things. The first thing was some books that you guys are reading lately, right? And Reese, you said you were reading what book?
Charlotte's Web.
Do you like it?
I like it. It's pretty good so far. I can't wait to finish it.
What's been your favorite part of the book so far?
Currently we're one pig...
Wilbur?
Wilbur got out and started running around.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What's the, I was going to say, what's the spider's name? But of course, the spider's name is?
Charlotte.
Charlotte, right?
Charlotte's Web.
Yeah. So your favorite part was when the pig got out. About how far through the book are you? Like halfway? Are you almost like one chapter to go? Or like what point of the book are you right now?
I'm still at the start, maybe.
Okay. Still kind of at the beginning. Okay. Have you ever seen the movie Charlotte's Web?
I haven't.
No? Have you? Yeah. I think there's a couple movies that maybe like a cartoon animated one and then a live action as well. Yeah. I'm not sure. Okay. And then Aurora, you're reading a book called
Liars of Society.
Liars of Society. And you're kind of in the beginning of the book too? No?
I'm more than halfway.
Oh, okay. What's it about?
It's about this girl named Weatherby, where she sails,
Oh, like in the ocean and stuff?
It's like a kind of a sport thing.
Oh, competitive sailing.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I've never read a book about that. So it's kind of interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What like genre is it, would you say? So that's like, is it a mystery or?
It's a mystery.
Okay, cool. All right.
Because someone stole the money for their like field trip.
Oh. So she's also going to school.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And Aurora, you said you just wrapped up your basketball season.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go?
Good.
What was your favorite part?
The games.
Yeah, not the practices, the games. Did you win any games or did you lose games or a little bit of both?
Yeah, we won a couple of games.
Won a couple?
And lost a couple of games.
Okay. But the games are the most fun part.
Yeah.
Who are your coaches?
Hadley, Mackenzie, and Mike.
Oh, Mr. Tweeton, and then a couple of high schoolers, Hadley Abentroth and Mackenzie Batasik?
Yeah.
Nice. You like your coaches?
Yeah.
Good. You think basketball is something you'll continue to do next year in seventh grade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And Reese, you said you're about to start basketball.
Yeah, basketball practice is tomorrow. Pretty sure.
So when people are listening to this on Tuesday, it's today? It's Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you forgot about basketball practice, this is the chance to remember it.
That's a good idea. Yeah, especially if your teachers play this in the morning, it's a great chance to remember, like, oh, no, I need to call my mom and get my shoes or something, right? Did you play basketball last year, Reese?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so you're trying it out for the first time.
Yes, I am.
How does that make you feel when you're trying something for the first time?
Kind of nervous.
Yeah, a little nervous. Mm-hmm. But are you also kind of excited, too?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. I think that'll be fun for you. Are you pretty fast?
So.
You think so? Yeah. You're not slow. You're in the maybe you're in the middle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. One thing I wanted to talk about with both of you, last Friday we had our first assembly, and I don't know if some of our listeners out there, if we have parents or something that listen to the podcast, if they know what we do at assemblies. Can you guys kind of, if you are a new student to our school, and you, if I was a new student, you had to explain to me what's an assembly, what would you tell me?
A assembly is a thing where all the students from the elementary school gather up in the gym with the bleachers out, and they talk about this 6 weeks newest kindness and respectfulness, and they talk about, and you can, in your class, could get a chance of getting the awards from being nice to the staff, being good outside, and just being nice on the bus.
Yeah, okay. You just mentioned, because we do a lot at assemblies, don't we? Mm-hmm. So you said something about like kindness and respect. So there's always a theme to the assemblies, right?
Yes.
Last year we had the energy bus. And then like you said, every 6 weeks, there's kind of a new thing that gets introduced. So instead of energy bus, what's our theme this year?
Camping.
Yeah, camping. Good. Going camping. And what was the main word that we were teaching, the staff was teaching to the students this week for camping? Do you remember? Something ridge.
Rigid.
No. Okay, I'll give you more hints. When the teachers did the demonstrations, the one thing they said was, we need to do this in our school, and they picked everything up and threw it in the garbage.
We need to be respectful to other schools.
There we go.
If it's not our trash, we still need to pick it up.
Respect ridge, right? That was like the camping respect ridge. So we respect our schools. What was the other thing that, what are the other things that we respect? We respect
ourselves.
Ourselves, yeah, you remembered it. What was the other one? Is it respect others, maybe?
School?
Respect our school, respect ourselves, respect others.
Teachers?
Respect well, yeah, we should just respect everyone and everything, right? So you're right. And then you jumped, Reese, you also jumped ahead and said that we give out trophies to the classes. What are some of the trophies you, you mentioned? A class that's really good at, on the playground, they get noticed and they get a trophy.
Lunch award?
The lunch award, if we're good in the lunchroom. Kindness?
Yeah.
Burrow Pride. Yeah, yeah, Burrow Pride Award.
Music Award.
Music. There's two different music awards, right?
Yeah, Fayette Award.
Fayette.
And Sweep Award.
The Clean Sweep, yeah. Classes that get nominated because they pick up well after themselves and everything. And then they get to keep that trophy until we get a new winner. Sometimes it takes a full 6 weeks to get a new winner. Sometimes Mr. Rupke is like, you know what? That class was pretty good at recess today. I'm going to go bring them the trophy. So sometimes it happens a little more often than every 6 weeks. But that's always a fun thing in the assemblies. What else? We have the big screen down there on the assemblies. What do we put on the TV screen?
People showing kindness.
People showing kindness and respect to others.
Yeah, and just like a lot of pictures, right? Mm-hmm. Did you see any pictures of yourselves on there?
No.
No? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna tell Mrs. Olson. We're gonna find you guys on the playground and get some pictures. Or sometimes it's in the school or artwork that you've done, and just like any pictures that teachers send, we make a big slideshow. We get to watch that with some upbeat music. I'm trying to think. Was there anything else? There's one new thing this year where students got called down.
The kindness awards.
Yeah, the kindness awards. Yeah, so that's a new thing we're trying.
Isn't it a badge?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is a badge.
Every 6 weeks, a student picked from either of the classrooms who has been shown the most kindness will come down and get the award.
Nice. Anything I missed with the assemblies? No? And then we just had homecoming week. We haven't had a podcast since homecoming week. Did you guys have a lot of fun?
Good. I did, but I kind of missed the parade for a wedding.
Oh, no. Was the wedding good at least?
It was.
Okay. It was a fun parade. A lot of floats. Friday this week is Pumpkin Day.
Ooh, pumpkins.
Oh. What? Yeah. You guys looking forward to that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah? Are you going to pick a big one, a little one, or what kind of pumpkins do you look for? What'd you say?
A little one.
A little one, so you can carry it?
Something. How about you? Something that I can carry without needing help.
I know some people look for like a perfect, like symmetrical pumpkin. Some of them like the ones with all the bumps on it, and they are like maybe they're different color pumpkins. What are you guys like? Traditional looking pumpkin or weird looking pumpkin? What's your favorite kind of pumpkin?
Normal pumpkins.
Just normal ones.
Yeah. I like some pumpkins that are like squished, like a cylinder.
Oh, okay. They look kind of odd shaped, like a cylinder, like a squished cylinder. Cool. Thanks. Have a great week.